When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What up? We're back. Second segment, Jay Foreman, my main man, Austin Orman. Again, like I was saying, DP is gone. I think he's in Utah handling some business. I think he'll be back either Tuesday or Wednesday, which is tomorrow, obviously the day after. Had a big UFC match out there. Was a Pereira, man. He split, but man, that dude had a bloody, I know, you know, a blood clot coming out of his nose, Austin. That looked gross. Oof. He jabbed him, man. It looked like something off like Mike Tyson's punch out. Like, dang, bro, put your guard up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, he reigned again. Obviously, a pretty cool card. But, you know, as far as, you know, the offense goes, and I guess everything, you know, as look, I will tell you this, and this is what you learn as a young player, young quarterback at Nebraska. You're the face of the program besides the head coach, and that's the way it is, and that's the way it's always going to be. And that's at any place, but in particular at Nebraska. You know, as much as you get the accolades, you know, pat on the backs, you get the kick on the butt, you know, rightfully or, unjust so, when the offense doesn't perform well, but even when you win. So everybody's asking, well, what happened? What happened is this. You know, Rutgers got pretty much defensively destroyed against Washington. Washington essentially had almost 2-1 in the yards, but Rutgers was able to win. One thing that with Greg Schiano's defense is in any defensive-minded coach, what makes them lose sleep is a team that runs all over them. Washington was able to do that, and Washington isn't a very physical running team. They more throw it all over the yard.
Not like with Dylan Johnson from last year?
Yeah, they're not like that, right? But Washington was able to run the ball at will and beat them up physically. Inside, outside, run, whichever way they wanted to go. But as a defensive player and as a defensive coach, this is what I know from being coached by defensive coaches and even head coaches. They lose more sleep because they feel like that's indicative of them personally. So coming into this game, if you didn't think or know that they were going to be better against the run, then again, you weren't looking at, and this is not making excuses, right? This is a factual that they were going to remedy that number one first. They were going to simplify things. They were going to take things out that maybe they had to do against Washington. Nebraska's offense is significantly different than Washington, so that played into it. And so they were selling out against the run and they think, well, okay, we're going to make Nebraska beat us, and we're going to play this top-down, deep, kind of a matchup zone cover four defense. Give our big linebackers a chance not to get exposed. They got exposed against Washington. They're not going to come all the way across the country and get exposed again. That's how that's the big part that gave Nebraska problems. The second part was we were a little bit off in the passing game, you know, based on the elements, right? Throwing in that win in the stadium, I was at the stadium, there might not be that type of wind for the next 4 or 5 years, which would be Dylan's career, right?
So Dayton, get ready.
Okay, Dayton, get ready. Well, you better take the notes that your brother left over, and if you didn't clean up after yourself, you ain't gonna get the notes. But throwing in the wind and playing in the wind in that type of wind, you need experience, but then also you need some luck. Because you got to make sure that the gusts weren't the wind gust. If you get the wind gusts that hold off for another second or two, then your passing game can be more efficient. And I think that affected, you know, Dylan in the offense more than anything. And then I think they had some guys in his lap and he wasn't able to really stride into some throws. And then, you know, look, you start out in the first half is pretty good. And then the second half, you had a couple drops. We weren't able to run the ball effectively, right, on first and second down. So, and it just is the same thing on our defense, right? Mm-hmm. And when you look at us, like in the first half, we felt like, you know, the first couple series felt like you're struggling because we were getting, you know, I guess beat up a little bit or giving up too many yards. We weren't getting beat up because we had guys in position.
Well, first play of the game, Manongai says, see you later, Isaac Gifford to kill.
That's a dead leg.
Yeah.
The dead leg is the
best. Oh my God.
He has a legendary dead leg.
Yes.
But you were there. So then when you're in third and short, so that's how they were able to extend drives. And then Nebraska was able to make some quick tweaks. Give big shout out to Tony White for doing so. On the flip side, offensively, when you're not able to be effective on first down, or more importantly, the down that they really didn't continue along, staying at or ahead of the chains, was second down. So you'd have, say, 3 yards on first down. Okay, you can deal with that first down. So not second and seven. Boom, you get 1 yard. Okay, now it's third. We had too many third and mediums and longs.
And you're not good at running the ball enough to be
right.
Unpredictable right. in that situation.
Right, and then when they got caught in the screens in the first half was man. Now they're playing zone. So they made some adjustments, and they're allowed to. So that's how you're a little bit off.
As a defender, what is it easier to guard a screen in a zone?
Well, if I'm a linebacker and I got the running back, I like my chances in man. Okay. Because I feel like I can beat that lineman to that guy. But got I tell it. You, boy, okay. if you don't, or if you have a bad read, that's out the 98. Gate 98. Yeah, yeah. So I think I like my chances like that because I felt like I always had a good guess when it was coming. I felt like I always played to angles and stuff like that so I wouldn't get caught or out leveraged. Especially if I was the guy that had to set the edge or something like that. So I kind of like that. I think, the one time I can talk about that screen game, and before we get back on that offense, I will never forget being caught out in the middle against New England, who's a great screen team. They had two guys pulling out there. I was the backside hook dropper in cover two.
Oh, boy.
With two guys. And Kevin Falk was coming. And so what I did was, I just at that time you got to just try to make a play and stay alive. So I faked like I was going to split him, kind of fake like I went outside. The other guy went one way and ended up tackling for an 8 yard gain, and that was like the best I could do. And so it's a matter sometimes of survival, but then also a matter of situational football. So I think the offense just got way behind the chains and wasn't able to get it going. And then when they really needed a play, you know, I wouldn't say that they were in panic mode, but they were just kind of, Rutgers had a beat on them. And you were third and medium and long, second medium and long, right? And so when you don't have any momentum and you had a couple drops, a couple passes weren't on time and on target, on point. One of them, I think, was in the fourth quarter. I think it was going to either Banks or Nair. And, you know, everybody saw the end results, like all the pass went there. Well, Dylan had somebody down in his legs. So it's kind of, you know, a combination of things. And so, you know, look, I said this about the offense or about the team. Look, bye week comes at a great time for this team.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Vote and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV.
seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, reset, rest, reevaluate, self-scout, see what works, see what didn't, add some stuff, subtract some things that you maybe thought was going to be good and hasn't really started to hit yet. Get some guys up to speed, get some more continuity with Gatula in there and stuff like that. And, you know, who knows if Turner can get healthy then. And then, you know, hit the ground running. But, you know, it's a work week. You got to win this week. And then, you know, another big subject is special teams. And this is no different than Dylan. And this is not making excuses because I think at this point, guys need to step up. Everybody needs to step up. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not like throwing shots. But look, everybody, they're a better unit than this, right? I'm going to tell you what, man. I watched that punt, that first one with Buscini. First of all, get out to Brian Buscini. You got scorpion.
Buscini. First punt of the game. First quarter.
You know what a scorpion is?
Yes.
You ever watch Ridiculousness?
Yes.
Yeah, that needs to go in there.
No, thank you.
Yeah, but he got scorpion. The time, and if you go and watch the TV copy and you watch Greg Schiano, he says something to the assistant special teams coach. And I think it was at what time did he want we used to call him Vice, you know, and the Vice guys out there on the gunner to go in and come off the edge. Essentially, they put Lindenmeyer in a 2-on-1 situation. It would end up being damn if you do, damn if you don't. Now, he took the outside guy, which was the right number count, right? But they still didn't have enough numbers over there. If he would have took the inside guy, the guy that ended up blocking it, chances are the outside guy would have gotten there.
Yeah.
Now, here's what the know-it-all people will tell you. He's a right-footed kicker. Let the outside guy go. It gives you another half a second to do it. No. That's the punter's guy now. So what happened was when you have this, the guy, we have a gunner out there. I think it was Ramir. The Vice is the Rutgers guy, what we call him, Vice, especially when you're one-on-one, you got to lock him up. So a Vice grip.
Yeah.
He came in and then it became a sellout or what we used to call emergency. We got red alert punt. That means the best thing that we got to do is block guys and do not get this punt blocked.
Just get it off.
The gunner still was out there, unblocked. Mm-hmm. So then, therefore, they created a numbers advantage, a huge numbers advantage with three guys, because then you created confusion because everybody, when you think if you only got four, if you got the guard or the center, guard, tackle, wing, and, you know, one of the upbacks, and they, you know, that's five, and they got six guys over there, boy, you puckered up real tight. Somebody better do a really good job. Well, it never was adjusted. Now, the adjustment would be either – and this is what happens when you don't have an up back that can see it, because the one guy is like, what would that be, horizontal? Because he's facing the side there before the snap is snapped. Mm-hmm. Then he comes in. Well, you would have, you know, maybe have a pause call or maybe even take a 5-yard delay a game, and then you motion the guy in. But if you can't see it because you're looking away from the ball, that will happen. And that's just part of the deal. Ideally, you just like the gunner to come in. But
is
then,
that something the coach has to call, or can a player see it, motion himself in, as long as he's on the same page with the other 10?
I mean, I've been at places where players got to do it. I've been at places where, like, now granted, our punt formation was different. Then it was on the up back to see it, you know, and it was sometime on the punter. So it just kind of depends on where they're at. Or you could actually slide protect, where you kind of just slide everybody one way.
So you leave the left offense left guy unblocked because he has the furthest path.
Right. There's ways to do it, but I don't know what they're calling. I don't need to get into that. But just like the interception by Rutgers, you got to tip your cap to the Rutgers. That was a heck of a punt block. And the time, punt blocks and kicks blocks. Kick block. Biggest shout out to Danny Smith last night for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's all timing. It's all timing. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to time it up right, because you want to time it up to where you obviously know the snap count, but then also you want to hit the line to where guys can't get good blocks on you, and the numbers advantage is to 100% your way. And then that's how you get it. And so then obviously there was another one. So you just got to really, you know, there's a good time to, like I said, like offense and defense as well now. Do some self-scouting, corrections, and then look at it. You know, it might not affect you directly this week, especially, you know, like, because Indiana isn't apples to apples for Rutgers, right? But you have to think like, okay, let's remedy this. So it's kind of like almost like here's what happens in football before we go to break. Here's what happens. Somebody sees it on tape. They run it the next week just to see if you figured it out. It's no different than...
Well, you said that against Illinois, right? That run right. to start overtime. The test right. kit. Did they fix it?
Did you fix it? Let's just see what we can get. And then Illinois, it worked out well. So it's an easy fix. It's just hard to do because you got to make sure that you don't overthink things. And then you just got to keep it real simple to where they know what to do in a case of emergency. Because what's going to happen here is this. We're going to be on the road somewhere. It might be Indiana. Mm-hmm. And you might be backed up, and I call that emergency punt, or, you know, I call it we call it red alert punt, because it's pretty much, it's got to be on. We got to snap that ball. We got to kick that thing to the moon. Well, you're going to have to communicate, and you can't sit there and get mad at the coach that's 20, 30 some yards there on the sideline. He can't hold your hand.
You don't have a green dot.
Yeah. And so you got it. You have got to be on it. And you got to, you know, I can't speak for Coach Foley. I can guarantee you, if they make a decision and everybody does it and it works out, he'll be okay with it as long as you guys did it all together. So everybody's got to get on the same page. And if you want to pass the blame around, pass the buck around to everybody else, or to equally to everybody. But ultimately, the only way it's going to get better is everybody just dives into it and gets better. And I will tell you this. Before we go to break, it's not all personnel. I remember when we had a guy that came in after Bruce DeHaven, and he didn't have a lot of experience in Buffalo. Now, which Floyd, they do here, which Coach Foley does, but we weren't very good one year. Then Danny Smith came in, and it was just a little bit more of a buy-in from the players that are on special teams. Of course, Danny's a great coach. He's a great friend, too. But the guys had to get more invested in it. And we all did. Because we knew if you want a pathway to get your butt on the field. Now, granted, I was playing, but I had to, you know, I still.
You got to stay on the field.
And you know, with the play thing, you get a little bit more money. Is that we, you know, if you have pride about it, you're one to want to fix it. You know what I'm saying? Along with the coach. It's just not just a coach and you know, that needs to be like, oh, let's fire the coach. Everybody needs to get it going. And because I will tell you this, once you become an employee, like if you're 105 and you become an employee and you mess up, you know you can get fired, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. Be careful what you wish for. No, I'm just playing. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get to your text. We're going to read them all before the top of 5 o'clock hour. And we got the Mr. Hurricane himself coming at 5 o'clock. This is Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Vote and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.